While America sleeps, it is under a blitzkrieg-level attack from within. As the CCP and the United Nations work in lockstep under the banner of the New World Order to collapse Western civilization before the citizens of the free world regain power and justice.
The committee has found that the CCP is waging a war without weapons against America. And the Biden-Harris administration has no government-wide strategy to combat CCP warfare. Unlike the first Cold War, the adversary is already within, having entrenched itself within U.S. borders, institutions, businesses, universities, and culture centers by capturing the elites and influential circles.
Oh, in my home state of New York, the deputy chief of staff to Governor Kathy Hochul was arrested on federal charges for acting as a secret agent of the Chinese government. Last year, several individuals were arrested on charges that they had helped to establish secret police stations. Dr. Thayer, can you elaborate on why the Chinese government would establish a secret police station in New York City?
And their purpose is to intimidate and coerce Chinese Americans, other members of the Chinese diaspora, for example, and why we tolerate such a violation of our sovereignty, I simply don't know.
If you do not control the borders, you are going to destroy our country. So now that, you know, they're sending the migrants into New York and stuff like that, so all of my super liberal friends, now they realize what a problem is.
I personally have no confidence that the FBI will rein in its own conduct. It is my opinion that the Bureau used reprisal and fear to control the workforce. I personally believe that there are no current effective checks and balances against them conducting lawless action with any type of correction in a legitimate time frame. I welcome the work of the IG, but I think any type of lawless action, there's no legitimate time frame to rein them back in.
Meanwhile, nuclear world war metastasizes while the New World Order actor puppet dictator Zelensky joins his fellow Democrat money laundering psychopath comrades to push Russian President Putin into a nuclear corner.
President Zelensky, during his U.S. visit, urges President Biden to approve the use of long-range Western missiles against Russia.
I know my answer. We cannot grow weary. We cannot look away. And we will not let up on our support for Ukraine.
There are some in my country who would instead force Ukraine to give up large parts of its sovereign territory, who would demand that Ukraine accept neutrality and would require Ukraine to forego security relationships with other nations. These proposals are the same of those of Putin.
Canada fully supports Ukraine using long-range weaponry to prevent and interdict Russia's continued ability to degrade Ukrainian civilian infrastructure and mostly to kill innocent civilians in their unjust war.
Of course, in the UK, we have this dreadful new Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, who is doing everything wrong culturally and economically in the UK. And abroad, he wants to escalate the war in Ukraine, or the war between Ukraine and Russia.
On September 13th, the world almost ended. Everybody watching this program almost died. I almost died. The world almost died. Why? Because if the insanity of the British government and those in NATO and some in the United States had manifested itself in giving Ukraine the green light to use Storm Shadow missiles against target inside Russia, Russia would have responded. Possibly not nuclear, but it would have eliminated Kiev as a modern functioning city, and it would have struck targets in the United Kingdom, in Europe, on the European continent, and in the United States. And then we would have probably responded doctrinally by using low-yield nuclear weapons in an effort to escalate, to de-escalate, to send a signal to Russia that you can't do this. And then Russia would have responded doctrinally by releasing the totality of its nuclear arsenal against the West, and then we would have responded and we would have died. 72 minutes is all it takes for the total destruction of the planet. Do you understand you almost died this weekend? I'm not joking. It's not a joke. I'm not kidding. You almost died and you didn't even know it.
The global elites want a world war and they want it now. There is no clearer path for global domination that provides...
Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller years ago. We've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine's literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the Mavericks, they're the Trailblazers, they're the Outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the Outlaw. Fight the tyrant at point-blank range, and meet like-minded people, and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
The bullet hits the bone.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah, there's a storm on the loose. Sirens in my head. Wrapped up in silence.
All right, our guest joins us until the bottom of the hour, and then I'm going to go into all of the economic news, the election news, the poll numbers, the insane desperation of the left and their brainwashing complex. The American Psychological Association has publicly put out a report saying they want to teach children that asking questions of the government or authority figures of the media is disinformation and bad. That's like the New York Times headlines and others. Asking questions is bad. You know you're in a cult when they're doing that. We've got the UN announcing world government to enforce AI control. We have video clips of that. It's just massive, absolutely massive amounts of key intel and information. But I wanted to get Dr. Darren J. Beatty on. He's the former professor of political science at Duke University who went on to serve in the White House as speechwriter and advisor to President Trump. He's now founder of Revolver.News, Darren J. Beatty, B-E-A-T-T-I-E, on X. And we had the DOJ Inspector General a few days ago, and we have other admissions, you know, coming out, and they're not going to put his report out until after the election, but they're now not even denying there were feds, but they won't get into it. We have all the other feds lying to Congress, saying that's not the case. But the bigger development is, we already know that, developing FBI letter to DHS IG confirms agency deleted J6 pipe bomb footage by early March 2022. And, of course, the evidence is overwhelming, and Dr. Beatty's been saying this for almost, you know, 3.5 years, that the pipe bomb's the key. You've got all the footage they were able to get. They didn't delete that. It's the cops. They know what's going on. They've got the guy there with them. And it was being used for some particular reason, which he's been surmising. And you've got Kamala right there in the building next to it when that's all happening. Were they planning to set up a false flag? Who knows? But they're definitely covering up. And then we'll move out of that quickly in the limited time we have to talk about, you know, 2.5 months later, the attempted assassination of Trump in Butler, the new assassination attempt a few weeks ago in Palm Beach. And what his predictions are, or what his dead reckoning is, with 38 days out for the most important election in world history. Revolver.news is just a so key and absolutely indispensable place for really hardcore analysis and over-the-horizon news. Tomorrow's news today, Revolver.news. So, Doc, let's dive into J6 and those developments and the rest of it.
Absolutely. Great to be on with you, as always. And yes, this January 6th pipe bomb investigation crossed a threshold several months ago with the unexpected release of Capitol Police footage showing the discovery of the pipe bomb at the DNC. And we've spoken about this several times. And for those who don't know, the footage essentially shows that the Secret Service, in this case, Kamala Harris's Secret Service, they were protecting Kamala, was in the DNC building. It's very clear that they knew in advance that the bombs were fake. They had knowledge about those bombs in advance. People might ask, how do I know it was clear? Well, I invite you to go watch it for yourself, because the just cherry on top is when they allow a group of school children to cross the street and walk right by the bomb. This is the bomb that minutes later, they go through the spectacle of having a bomb-safe robot dismantle the same bomb that they let a group of kids walk by, and they themselves are standing by without a care in the world.
So third grade drama schools where, you know, the little kids put on Peter Pan do better acting than they did.
Exactly. And so this was several months ago. This is what helped to push the pipe bomb hoax, which is one of the two smoking guns of the Fedsurrection hoax, into endgame territory. Ever since that footage came out, the momentum was there such that this can only lead one place, and it leads, in my view, to an ultimate resolution and exposure of what happened with the pipe bomb. And there have been subsequent reports about various types of Capitol Police footage. But now I think we're shifting into a different chapter of the endgame, and that is returning to the question of that original DNC footage. People might forget all of the footage that the FBI presented to the public to help catch this alleged pipe bomber. That footage comes not from the Capitol Police, but from the DNC itself. And for those who have been following our work for years, we had some groundbreaking pieces that definitively proved that the FBI was withholding critical footage from the DNC cameras and an overwhelmingly likelihood additionally tampered with the footage to degrade it and make it more difficult, next to impossible, to identify the person.
That's right. Just you called everything and broke it all months and months ago, and now the feds are having to admit, indeed, they erased and manipulated.
Right. So here's where we are now, and this is with this latest breakthrough, is that kind of two things happened at the same time. One is that I learned from a very trusted government source that there was a government agent from a different agency, not the FBI, who was researching or investigating an aspect of the J6 pipe bomb case. This person did not get to go to the FBI to look at any footage, from which we might conclude that the FBI deleted all footage. Instead, this person went to the DNC and evidently saw very clearly the pipe bomber planting the bomb. The fact that there was such a clear shot of this indicates that the DNC original footage was not degraded in the same way that the publicly available footage given to us via the FBI was actually degraded. Then the next day after we published this piece, groundbreaking story from Massey, who's been a great advocate in Congress, propelling our research to the next level through his power as a congressman, it turns out that the IG from the DHS, which was investigating aspects of this relevant to the Secret Service, wanted to see the footage as well. And this, as early as March of 2022, the FBI told them, we don't have any footage from the 6th. And neither, by the way, does the DNC. So one wonders, in March 2022, this is still very much an active investigation, FBI. How on earth do they not have any footage of that pipe bomb location from January 6th?
And let's go further. Then we notice the supposed pipe bomb they took photos of is identical to the FBI training pipe bombs they use.
That I don't know. That's likely. That's very possible. And again, there's these interesting parallels with the assassination attempts on Trump. First of all, which is like still further catapulted the significance of this pipe bomb story into, I think, the biggest scandal and cover up in the country, because it involves so many characters who are relevant now for other reasons. Kamala Harris, to take one example, is now the Democrat running for president. She was in that building when the pipe bomb was discovered and removed. For some reason, she covered up that fact vigorously for over a year. When it was finally leaked, it took a long time for her. And just recently, she begrudgingly, in passing way, acknowledged that she was in that building, but she really felt uncomfortable doing so, which is very bizarre because you'd think Kamala Harris would want to milk the opportunity to say, hey, I almost lost my life to terrorism on January 6th. I came within 20 feet. This is in the IG report that her motorcade came within 20 feet of the bomb. Why isn't she saying that in every interview? After all, they've been trying to play up January 6th is this horrible event of domestic terror. They've been lying about things to support that false narrative. This is something they wouldn't even have to lie about. Kamala could say, look, I was in the building, the DNC building, when the pipe bomb was discovered. I almost lost my life to political violence. Even it out, given all these attempts against Trump's life. But whatever it is, it's so dark, it's so dirty, that instead of being the number one talking point on January 6th, which you'd expect, it's the most closely guarded secret, and Kamala simply won't talk about it. And as I mentioned, the surveillance footage from the Capitol Police recently released a few months ago showed that her Secret Service detail clearly knew somehow in advance that those bombs were fake. So there's that. There's the Secret Service angle. There are a lot of parallels. The incompetence, one incompetent thing, you could chalk it off to just people who don't know what they're doing. But when you get into 5, 6, 7 independent, incomprehensibly incompetent things, it starts to look like deliberate incompetence. It starts to look like something more nefarious. And you see that with the Secret Service's behavior with respect to these pipe bombs, letting a group of school children walk right by it and so forth. Missing the bomb, we have it on video. They had not one but two professional canine sweepers sweeping the area, and they managed to miss it when they were just within feet of it. And then all of a sudden, a plainclothes officer discovers it later, and 15 minutes after the first one was discovered. So these two pipe bombs are sitting out there in the open, undiscovered for over 16 hours, only to be independently discovered within a 15-minute window that perfectly overlaps with the Ray Epps.
Sure. So I don't mean to interrupt you, Dr. Beatty, but look, people can say, okay, we already know this. There is a problem I have myself, is that we already know something. We think it's old news. No, it's new that it's being confirmed. Your original analysis is dead on. And this is like a string on a sweater. You pull it out, the whole thing unravels. Right. And this adds a whole nother level of the seriousness, Alex, of what they were planning.
I just want to emphasize, Alex, that this is relevant now, not just because it's the smoking gun behind the Fed's erection, which has been used to weaponize the national security state against Americans. It's relevant for more pressing and urgent regions because some of the key players in this pipe bomb story are none other than the Secret Service, more recently under suspicion given their dubious role in Butler and other assassination attempts against Trump, and none other than Kamala Harris, who, as I just pointed out, seems to be in on the cover-up because, against all seeming political interests, she studiously avoids acknowledging that she was in the building when you would think she would be milking this for all its worth.
No, I understand that. So the limited time we have, you predicted exactly what would transpire. What are you saying is coming next, or what should happen next? I want to shift gears in the election and the attempted assassinations of Trump and what you think is coming next there.
Well, I'm very disturbed by all these attempts, and I think not enough attention has been given to that latest attempt, maybe even not the latest, but the one in Long Island, New York. Now, this was something very bizarre because there was an explosive scare. Cops freaked out. They responded to it. And then all of a sudden, the media just clamped down on it. And the headline in the news was Elon Musk and Marjorie Taylor Greene fall for a disinformation scam and falsely reported that there were explosives. Then you read like 8, 9, 10 paragraphs down and you find the buried lead, which is insane. And that is, apparently there was some private individual at this location who was training his dog to sniff and detect explosives. So a private individual was conducting a training exercise involving explosives, and apparently there was a false detection event, and that triggered the law enforcement response. No further information about this. No further information about this bizarre individual and why he would be doing such an exercise at a location where the president, who just survived two assassination attempts, was to speak just hours later. No name for this guy. No word on whether he too had an intriguing travel history involving Ukraine and whatnot. Not a word about this. It just shut down. And the story from the media's perspective was Elon and Marjorie Taylor Greene promote a false story. That's how desperate they've been to cover this up. And so I'd love to know at least the name of this person. But again, it's very difficult to find. And the mainstream regime press is really studiously covering this up. It could be nothing, but I'd like to know who the guy was.
Well, I really respect your 35,000 foot view, not just your microscopic view when you zoom in on things, Dr. Beatty. Big picture, 38 days out. What I see on the ground, the numbers I see, Trump's going to win by the biggest landslide ever, except the fraud. So will he be able to override the fraud? And the system wants him dead because they believe he's going to win. You've got Zelensky actually meeting with him and talking about world peace. I think he's hedging his bets. 38 days is a lifetime in an election like this. But what is your dead reckoning?
Well, I think a lot of very powerful regime stakeholders stand to lose a lot if this seemingly endless and pointless war in Ukraine is not allowed to continue. And Trump has pledged, you know, he was asked in the debate, who do you want to win? And he said, I just want it to end. Because really, the only people winning, quote unquote, from the status quo are the corrupt defense contractors in the United States and the corrupt oligarchs in Ukraine. The Ukrainian people are not winning. They're dying by the hundreds of thousands. The Russians are not winning. The Russian soldiers are not winning. Nobody, America is not winning, certainly. American taxpayers, probably the biggest loser in all of this from America.
And by the way, the State Department, Pentagon both said that the last 2.5 years. They said, oh, we're winning because we're degrading the Russians. But really, it's degrading the Russians, Ukrainians, and the American and European taxpayers.
They're plundering the American tax base just like they always do. And to add insult to injury, they're dumping a bunch of Haitians in these communities and say it's not enough to just plunder your tax resources and give endless $100 billion packages to defend some other country for dubious relation to national interest, let alone the flourishing of Americans. They have to rub it in and always add the insult to the injury by saying, oh, in addition, we're going to house illegal migrants in the 5-star hotels, and we're going to dump Haitians in your communities. And, you know, so make sure your cat stays inside.
So do you agree with me that they wouldn't be trying to kill Trump with, you know, obvious CIA-connected foreign U.S. fighters in Ukraine, who it was written about in all these big publications how great he was even after he tried to kill Trump? They wrote stories about how he's a crusader and a great guy, just like CNN did about the guy that shot Scalise and tried to kill the rest of the Congress people and Senator Paul. I mean, their fingerprints are all over it, the stand-down, the cover-ups, the lies. That right there is the clearest indicator that they've done the numbers and don't believe they've got enough dead people and enough people that have moved out of district to overpower this. And you've got major states like North Carolina removing 700,000+ inactive voters off of the rolls. North Carolina removed 747,000 K from the voter rolls, citing ineligibility. Then you've got Wisconsin in stunning development. Absentee ballots are being mailed to inactive voters in Wisconsin for presidential election. But Texas took over 1 million+ off the rolls that were illegal aliens or dead people or folks out of district. That's happening in Nevada. I'm seeing some not full pushback on the fraud, but I'm seeing some mitigation. That with bigger turnout, because people aren't believing the Q crap that Trump's invincible this time, I see Trump victory. And that's why I think their only card's killing him. Or a major cyber attack or something to try to cancel the election. What do you think, Doctor?
I think it's existential. And, you know, there are a variety of factors contributing to it. But I think a key factor is Ukraine policy specifically. I don't think it's an accident that the second golf course nut job clearly has some kind of Ukraine intel nexus. And you know how the U.S. deep state operates. They typically get nut jobs and various underworld type unstable figures to do their dirty work, whether it's a product of the deep state's relationship with various drug cartels, with various gun laundering cartels, with various rebel groups. One of the organizations that the U.S. government has been dealing with, sometimes covertly, sometimes admittedly, is the Azov group in Ukraine, with which this individual was affiliated. So it's pretty clear what's going on. And I'd just like to add how ridiculous it is, this latest narrative about Iran. It's not to say that Iran doesn't engage in nefarious actions against the United States, but to pretend like Iran is the driving force behind these assassination attempts, or that Iran stands to benefit most from this. And, you know, who are the people telling this? The same people who said that Hunter's laptop was Russian disinformation. These people are far more likely to be behind these attempts than anyone in Iran, it's, I think, fair to say. And so we all need to stay focused and stay vigilant. This is an existential election, and it's not my word for it. There are people who have decided on the other side that it's sufficiently existential that it has to go to that existential territory of assassination attempts. And so if there's anything that can indicate how important this is, how critical it is, it would be that. And as you say, this is not fantasy world. This is not in the bag. This is going to be very close no matter what. And we all need to act like this is going to be supremely close. We can't leave any margin. We have to win by a larger margin. We can't rest easy and simply assume that he's going to win in a landslide. It's not going to be a landslide. It's going to be very close if we get it at all. So we all need to stay focused as we go to the finish line.
And I want to be totally clear. I agree with you. The numbers are a real landslide, but because of all the fraud and scams, that's like a seawall to the populism. We've got to have an even bigger wave so some of it makes it over, and then it'll be close.
Exactly.
Well, look, I'm not saying this to the famous thing, I'm not bragging. I'm trying to explain to people that you can get the same understanding Dr. Beatty has that I have when you understand the globalist mindset and study this. I said on the 15th, it's on record, of July, I went, you know, they're going to blame Iran for this and then say the next assassination's Iran. They'll claim Iran has hit teams. That way they can rally the American people if Trump's killed, bomb Iran, kill two birds with one stone, and then Iran will activate its Hezbollah sleeper cells, and that crisis will be used for even greater control beyond what we saw with 9/11. I mean, one underwear bomber, you have body scanners forever, and that was obviously a staged event and came out. It was a firecracker, an M80 in his pants, and then we have body scanners forever, but the border's wide open. So they need this, and then they came out and said, indeed, Iran, Iran, Iran. It was a clear next move. And so surface-to-air missile, truck bomb, drone attack, anything, blame it on Iran. And that's just the story. And if you're not for blowing up Iran, well, you're for killing Trump. And then Trump's walked right into that and has been talking about, if I get killed, blow up Iran. I don't know what he's thinking. I love Trump on so many levels, but sometimes he does the dumbest crap.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not only was that misguided, but he's inviting danger on himself. He's saying, if you successfully kill me, you're going to get the war that you want. Instead, he should be saying, if I'm killed, we need to give hundreds of billions of dollars to Iran and $100 billion to Russia and pledge to rebuild Nord Stream 2. That would actually maybe protect his life. But to say, oh, if I'm killed, we need to bomb Iran, which is what all of, you know, not all their different factions, but
he's putting his head in the noose and begging them to pull the trigger.
Yeah, it's very dangerous in addition to being mistaken. So I hope that we can move away from that narrative, which is how the intelligence community is sort of exploiting this at the narrative level in order to, as you point out, kill two birds with one stone. Just in the way they did with Russia, by saying, oh, Trump won because of Russia, so they go after their geopolitical ally and their greatest domestic threat, Trump, in one narrative. They're trying to do something analogous here, and we should all be very careful about
that's
Biden.
Right. We're out of time. Darren J. Beatty, Revolver.News. Thanks for joining us. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Alex.
We'll be right back with massive breaking news. Stay with us. It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. Yes, their programs come to an end. The grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles. With a
circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
Alex Jones, Dr. Kirk Elliott, good friend of mine, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant, I would want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices where I got the biggest crowds in. So you had a great experience. You want to come back 100 times and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time. You get treated right. I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. People really responded to this truth. I've been on there 30 years. I've had gold sponsors for 28 years as sponsors. Only two companies. Because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you. But they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it at 8% with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing. But he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. It's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do. And that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto those who do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further, lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get an 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. I know. You would be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to KEPM.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. KEPM.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does his sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The voice of resistance against tyranny. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Friday, September 27th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones. It's 12:33 Central Time. We're live. If you're watching this later on X or Infowars.com/show or man.video. All right. I have got a lot of news on every front with the globalist program rolling out on the economy, the election, the hurricane, Kamala and the open borders, and the scams they're running. I'm going to be getting into it all here and so much more I haven't mentioned, but I really cannot overstate the danger we're all in and the major crossroad turning point, flashpoint, inflection point, fourth turning, political realignment, birth pains ahead of the singularity, moment of truth for humanity. I mean, there's just not words about how existential and real this is. You're living, I'm living, in the most dangerous, insane, wild time of change the planet that we know of has ever seen in our species. I mean, this is decision time. This is go hour. This is zero hour. This is D-Day. And it's so obvious that populism and nationalism and Christianity and common sense and capitalism and getting back to being open and true and decent and honoring truth-telling and honoring people that have long track records of being dependable, whether it's at the local level or national level, in private life, public life, government life. We've just gotten to where we just accept total corruption and wildness, and that's so dangerous. Now, I'm going to get into all this news and just blitz through it here in clips in a moment. But I first just want to point out that in the center of all of this, the best thing we've got is President Trump, who's far from perfect. None of us are. We're all sinners and fallen. He has an economic plan that'll turn this country and the world around. He has a plan to control the border and already did it once and stop the human trafficking, basically 99%. That's the numbers. But those are secondary, as big as they are. Bringing jobs back, cutting prices, energy, all of it. Trump legitimately did not have any major wars and stopped a bunch when he was in. And he's legitimately always said, mindless, stupid wars are idiotic and isn't how we should make money. And he's told the military-industrial complex, we'll increase your funding in a fast-growing economy. You can have all your weapons as a deterrent. Make your money and have such superiority, there won't be wars. And we're going to end all the proxy wars and funding of Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and that's over. And that all came out that he tried to do it, cut it by 90% or so. The Pentagon would lie to him and still keep running it. He said, stop funding ISIS to attack the Syrians. They got caught still doing it. That's why they're so pissed. They would take executive orders he'd sign and throw them in the trash can and brag about it later. They just should all be in jail. Milley said, don't worry, Trump's not in control of the nukes. I am. That's a coup. He told the Chinese president that, the head general that. I mean, I can go on for 1,000 days with the stuff they've done. Trump wants 10,000 National Guard for Jan 6. Milley says, I'll resign if you do that. I'm against a police state. It's not a police state to have the National Guard in D.C. or something like that. When Antifa was promising all this terror, said they just infiltrated and posed as us. But in the center of that, Trump's saying previously, which side are you on in the Ukraine war? I'm on the side of peace and the stopping. And NATO not expanding in there, that's all that Russia wanted. Instead, NATO was there on the border attacking the Russians, initiating it. And now, yesterday when Zelensky gets up there and says, we want to end this, we want to have peace, we want to have a deal. Days after Trump says, if I get president-elect, I'll be able to talk to Zelensky and the Russians and end this before I even get in. Because he gets now, and not enough people are talking about this. And I don't say that as some exclusivity. Like, oh, isn't it good that we're the main people obsessed with the 76 days of hell, like I predicted the 79 days last general election cycle 4 years ago, that all the big craziness would happen during that period. So you think the next 38 days is going to be crazy? Everything points towards, in their own statements, the Democrats and deep state about civil war conditions and activating the leftist riot communist gangs, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, the Islamic groups, all of it that they brought in while taking our rights in the name of countering them, that they've got all hell ready to break loose. Cyber attacks, power outages, false flag terror attacks, racial events to trigger rioting. They've said they're going to do it. They've already beta tested it with the Summer of Rage and other events in 2020. And anybody that's ever been in a really bad car wreck and had a chance to see it coming knows what I'm talking about. I've been in a couple. And both times, the green light's turning green. You're going 55 miles an hour. In both cases, me, you know, inner, you know, city roads, but, you know, 55 miles an hour. and you didn't do your job, you're busy, you're distracted. I drive better when my kids are in the car, but me, I get busy, I'm thinking about something. Oh, green light, I'm not thinking. I always look now because it's happened to me twice. Once when I was a teenager and once a few years ago. And you start going through the green light and here comes a damn car going 65 miles an hour, running the red light. And you go, and it goes, and you see the car and you're rolling and it's coming closer. And boom, it hits you. But it seems like 5 minutes in those few seconds, and then all of a sudden the car's spinning. Now, once I got hit really bad, the one a few years ago, I'm driving a Tahoe, and now I've gotten instinctive about driving. Oh, it's oh crap, I didn't look. Here comes the truck. Jam on the accelerator. And the Tahoe I had then was the fast one they got. So it, I jam it full power. There's no car in front of me close. Instant, no car, boom. It would have T-boned me straight on and probably killed me right into the side door. But I jammed the accelerator on and it barely hit the back of the car and only knocked the bumper off partially. And I drove over, stopped, and you know did the stuff. Talked to the guy. Now, that's where we are. We're going through the green light. Oh, crap. I don't know exactly how it's going to hit us, and maybe we can not get hit. But son of a bitch, folks, we're in that 2 seconds. It feels like an hour. And that's how I am every day. I don't know how to describe. I mean, we are in the intersection, and here's a car coming to T-bone us. I mean, they're going to pull hell on us. And that's why they wanted me off the air and others off the air ahead of this. So take every day we're on the air, every day you can go on other shows and call into shows and spread shows like your life depends on raising the alarm. You are Paul Revere. And I'm going to explain this again to you. I'm not patting you on the head telling you you're important because I want to make you feel important. You are everything. I've said it 1,000 times. You are not the tail. You are not the head. You are not the legs. You're not the back. You're not the heart. You're not the guts. You're not the eyes. You're not the ears. You're not the feet. You're not the liver. You're not the kidneys. You're not the spine. You're the whole dog. From the tip of the nose to the tip of the tail. From the top of the ears to the nails touching the ground. And when you call in, and I only make this point so you get it, and say, thank you, you're so great. I'm so great in an intersection about to get T-boned, trying to take evasive action. I don't have courage. It's self-preservation. What I'm doing is normal. It's not special. And because we're in this mindset that I'm fighting these psychotic demons is special. Well, it shouldn't be special. They couldn't pull this stuff off 50 years ago or 100 years ago. Nobody put up with this. But we've gotten comfortable as the incremental tyranny turns up, like the frog in the proverbial pot. And all I'm saying is, and I'm telling myself that. When I'm telling you what I think you ought to do, believe me, I got one finger pointed at you. I got three more pointed back at me. And I'm on air more. I'm working harder. I've got my act together. And I wasn't doing a bad job the last few years, but I kind of subconsciously got depressed about all the bad stuff happening and eating too much and drinking too much and not, you know, not just always kind of like my job's wake everybody up and then somebody else is going to do it. No, I'm in this position. God put me in this position. And I was already doing a pretty good job, but I've turned up the heat. I've got on my knees, not once or twice a day, but I'm getting on my knees 10 times a day. I'm praying when I drive home for 20 minutes in traffic the whole time. I'm asking God to energize me every break I'm praying. And I'm getting hit so hard by the Holy Spirit, I can literally almost puts me on the ground. And that's what we need. Because you're going to save the world and the people, but God's doing it through you. So I'm going to say it again. You're the whole shooting match. And you already know it. People finally get it. Whoa, this guy said this stuff 30 years ago. It all came true. And we hope the next thing he says doesn't come true. And you could turn on the news and they're announcing world government and your kids don't belong to you. And they're going to put you in quarantine camps and force inject you. And people are like, wait a minute. You can't hide out and have this pass over you. You can't let somebody else do this. This isn't 10 years out or 20 years out now. It's now. It's now. So that's where we are. And there's not words to describe it. You can see it. You don't. I mean, just we almost have a moment of silence. And our radio stations we're on don't like it because alarms go off when we're silent for more than 10 seconds. But I mean, sometimes silence is deafening, isn't it? Maybe just have a mental moment of silence here. Just like sit back and really look at what's going on. And then look at how wonderful your children are. Look at how beautiful the stars are and the trees and the moon and the wind and the leaves and just and all the good things in life, all the enjoyment God's given you, all the fun, all the things you've been involved in, all the experiences, and just wow, how magic every moment is. I was hiking the other day and on the Greenbelt, and I was watching people come by with their dogs and the trees and the birds and a frog hop by and the blue sky and the cool wind. And I was just thinking, look how interesting that person is that just walked by. They could be old. They could be young. They could be ugly. They could be handsome. They could be pretty. How cute and funny the dogs were. And just everything's like so fantastic and amazing if you've never seen it before. If we were an alien that came here and looked at all this, how wild it all is, and God made all that. God gave you your heart and your mind and your guts and your blood, and they gave you your wife. God gave you your husband. They gave you your children. They gave you the flavor of that hamburger, the smell of the flowers, the taste of the warm coffee, the thrill of the fight. The thrill of the chase, the thrill of hard work, just all of it, just beauty and magic and strength and amazing. And what do they want to do? Lock you in a cage by yourself and brainwash you and make you feel all alone because they extract spiritual demonic power from cutting you off from God. The rejection of the enemy spiritually is the journey, is the victory. No matter if you're in a solitary confinement jail cell, you can transcend and God will give you the most beautiful visions you've ever imagined. But you're not in a jail cell yet, most of you. But they're trying to put you into one. They're trying to make the whole world one. They're trying to build it around you. And they're admitting they're doing it. And you have to recognize and look how ugly and miserable and stinking and stupid the bad people are and say, I will not submit to you. And you're not going to beat them by yourself. But all of us through little actions and getting on our knees before God and asking God to lead God and direct us, you will. Now, but it's some big news here. Ladies and gentlemen, we stand, as I've said, at a decision point, a crossroads in civilization and history. And the enemies of human liberty and freedom, the enemies of Team Humanity, have determined in the last decade that InfoWars is critical to be destroyed if they are going to win and dominate humanity. And I accept the challenge and the responsibility, but I can't do any of this without you. So I ask you to count the cost and to look at the world around you and to say, what are you doing to fight tyranny? I'm sure you're doing a lot of things and that's good. And I would encourage whatever you're doing, keep it going. Many hands make light work. You don't have to beat it by yourself, but together with God working through us, we will. But there isn't anywhere in the fight against the globalists that you can do more than supporting President Trump and voting for President Trump and then supporting operations like InfoWars. And there are some other operations doing great jobs. Elon Musk, Tucker Carlson, others. But they are not in the dire straits because we were attacked first the most intensely by the enemy that InfoWars is in. So without getting into a long diatribe and explaining it all, and I've already done that, I just want to say this. The coordinates to either keep InfoWars on the air, and even if that gets taken over and shut down coming up on November 13th, I keep saying 16th, in the sale, if they get tyrants that buy it to shut it down, we already have a lot of options and a lot of things and a lot of plans that I'm not going to get into here on air for obvious strategic reasons. But I will say this. It is critical to these operations not being stifled or even hitting a speed bump or a hiccup during the critical time right after the election during the 76 days of hell to have to reconstitute and relaunch. So whether InfoWars continues or not, the backups are being done, and then those will just be absorbed in if InfoWars survives. If not, we continue. So I ask for your aid and comfort. I ask for your succor. I ask for your support. I ask for your aid in war for all of our futures at a critical juncture. You can't spend money, and you can't spread the word, and you can't pray. I say that humbly because it's the truth. For an organization that is on record more effective against the enemy or that the enemy hates more than this operation. And we try to make it easy. Go to thealexjonesstore.com, get the amazing 50-plus designer T-shirts that spread the word and help you meet like-minded people in the third dimension on the ground and fund this show or whatever comes after it. Now is go time. Now is the time to support. And that said, the T-shirts are made right here in America. They're designer, high-quality cloth, all of it. And they're on average like $33, $34. The ball caps are less. There's a lot of other little goodies and bracelets and bumper stickers and things that are just a few bucks. But if you want to really help us and have a memento of history and know that whether InfoWars survived or not, you were part of the new operation. Our most popular InfoWars shirt ever has not been made in a long time. It's now being made again at thealexjonesstore.com, a limited edition. Blazing red on navy blue, InfoWars, the American flag, and InfoWars.com on the right shoulder. It's $50 as a fundraiser to get extra money into the operation to meet the goals we need to be able to continue on one way or another and the legal battles I have to pay for in the process in the next few months to secure victory one way or the other. So it's go time. Get the Alex Jones InfoWars limited edition shirt now at thealexjonesstore.com. And it's a limited edition. The other shirts cost a lot less because, quite frankly, after you pay for the shirts and then all the rest that goes into it and then most of the money on the agreement goes into InfoWars, which is great. It needs some support. Part of the support goes to me so that I can fight the legal battles on multiple fronts and secure the future. And as you saw come out in court, I've been a good steward. All of the $9 million that was donated to me personally that I could have kept went into this operation. I bought personal software to be able to back up a little studio at my house. The same thing, $25,000 in it. Everything is a tool. Everything is a war. I just 99% of the money that comes in here is to fight the tyrants. That is a joy to do. That is a pleasure. It's ammunition in the info war. And it all came out. I was audited. I was harassed. Federal court put in auditors outside the IRS. Everything I said was true. And the New York Times said 2 months ago, turns out Alex Jones had meager assets and didn't really have anything. What did I tell you? And it'd be okay if I did. I'd have more money to fight. But we were effective because we brought in a lot of money. And at our peak, I was spending millions a month in advertising on Google and other places to push my show. And that's why with word of mouth and that, we were able to start reaching 40 million people a day conservatively when they started the censorship because I was pouring the money into the war. Now, I'm down to my last few chips. It's like a video game. You're winning the last level, fighting the last boss, but you're on one life, quarter power, one more hit, you're blown up. I use the Rathacon analogy. I'm not a big Star Trek fan, but I like that movie. Some of the 60s shows I liked growing up as a kid. But the point is, it's all politically correct. But that movie where the ship, the big weapon's about to go off. They're going to get killed. They're trying to race away from the detonation of the Genesis Project. And Kirk says to Scotty, I need warp one in 5 minutes or we're all dead. And that's not really the case. I mean, there's a lot of stuff lined up. It takes a lot of time to deal with a lot of big groups want to come in and launch stuff. I've got to go through that. I've got to make sure they're not going to control what I say. We've got backups. We've got to, but it takes time to set that up. The person I trust the most is me. And Alex Jones sitting on no money, basically, and not having money to, I have to personally go in and pay for, so they don't take my name, which is preposterous, but they're trying, or the social media, if they shut down InfoWars, I have to be able to hold them off like I've been doing. They got Giuliani in a year. I've been fighting them 7 years. So, grace of God, you know, we're in the fight. But I've got to fight that and pay for the bankruptcy defense in the next few months, and it's conservatively $300,000. And you got to sell a lot of T-shirts when you're only getting a few bucks per T-shirt yourself to pay for that. So they're great T-shirts. You need them. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And a lot of folks are responding. And I don't want to belabor here, but I belabored yesterday and we got big support. And it's nothing more frustrating than have to just cover this to survive. But that's what I'm doing. But they are great T-shirts. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Separately, the sponsor, my dad's company. Based right here in Central Texas, DrJonesNaturals.com. Great nano silver products, great next level foundational energy, Cabachill, Top Brain, Rocket Rest, Sleep Aid. You go there and like 70% of the stuff sold out because my dad's up against the wall. They've been attacking and going after him for 2 years. He spent basically everything he had on that. He put everything else he had in to get some stable products reordered and four new products that start coming in next week that are going to be great. So you go there and you're like, well, there's almost nothing here. Now we're up against the wall. So go get what's there. It's the stuff that's left is all great. Silver Bullet, Foundational Energy, Cabachill. A lot of other stuff. There's still like more than a dozen items left. There was like 50 there before. And just get it, and then you'll see the stuff come back. It's like farmers. They got to have money to hold back to buy seed or save seed. DrJonesNaturals.com had to put everything in to get the next seeds to continue the cycle of funding our operation and my dad's operation funding us. So that's why you're like, well, there's almost nothing left here. It's all got, we didn't have the money to buy more stuff. He didn't have money to buy more stuff. So we are up against the wall here. So I won't have to do this every show. If more than 1% go, you know what? I think I'm going to stand up for the country and myself in the future and support people that are obviously the top enemy of the globalists. It's a no-brainer. And I'm going to get great products in the process. It's just... But I get it. Most people, this is just a show. This is not a show, people. This is the defense of the future of our species that's having a big effect on the enemy. So I want to thank those that understood this and bought the products and love them. They've got like 4.7 star reviews. And I want to encourage those that haven't to go to drjonesnaturals.com. And then InfoWars story. Anything you order, even if we get shut down, it's all there. Won't be shut down for months. You know, if that's the case, because even if they sell it and bad guys get it, it'll take a few weeks, they say, to shut it down. So we're about 2 months out from shutdown. So you'll get all your product at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamineral Fusions back in stock for 40% off, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com as well. All right, I'm going to blitz news. Stay with us. I got a great way for you to keep InfoWars on the air, and regardless of what happens, InfoWars keep me on the air, and that's TheAlexJonesStore.com, a new key URL for you to mark down. I've teamed up with the folks that make a lot of the top-selling Trump shirts in the country. They've got the best T-shirt designers, Bigly. If you go to TheAlexJonesStore.com, that's separate from InfoWars, so that's key to support. Into the future, whatever happens here. 30-plus amazing new T-shirt designs, new ones being added every day. They're incredible. Trump shirts, you name it. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And every time you buy a shirt or 30-plus different great designs of Patriot ball caps, you get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day. It's different every day. Into the raffle to get $10,000 cash. Halloween's when the prize is announced, the winner. And a $138,000 turbo diesel, super deluxe, off-road upgraded, the best truck you can get, over-the-top. Turbo diesel engine, AEV standard features, and then it's all upgraded. I tried to go over, take an hour. The best tires, the best shocks, the best systems. It's a 2024 Ram Prospector AEV Dodge turbo diesel. Army green, black with red pinstripe. Ready for you. When you buy something, you enter 5 or 10 times, depending on what promo they're running that day, in the raffle. All at TheAlexJonesStore.com. But the T-shirts, the reason to go there, keep us on air. And these are badass shirts. They've got over 30 incredible T-shirt designs. I think there's more now. They're adding more every day at TheAlexJonesStore.com. They're designer. They're high quality. They're all there. Some of the InfoWars classics, they updated, made even better. A lot of new, incredible designs. A lot of Alex Jones shirts, a lot of Trump shirts. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. We need your aid. We need your support. Plus, he's a great church. You'll meet like-minded people. It spreads the word. It's so it's exciting to wear these out in public. Most people will agree with you and love you. You'll meet so many friends. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. We need your support. No excuses. Take action. Thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.